We've got the team together with the opinion and selections. Let's get it started. RSN 927's Saturday panel.
Great to be with you on this Saturday morning. Beautiful day in Melbourne town. Can't wait for that Group 1 race meeting at Caulfield. Let's welcome in the team to preview Sir Rupert Clark Stakes Day. Dean Lester, good morning to you. There's something pretty special about a Group 1 handicap.
Oh, there certainly is, Gareth. Good morning to you. And yeah, it's a terrific meeting. It's going to be a tough assignment for the punters, but that's what we're here for, try and find a winner. But gee, yeah, plenty of depth in the racing. It's great.
I can't recall these days, but they tell me it was some week where we used to have a show day holiday. Was it on a Thursday and this race used to be run?
Certainly was. Unfortunately, the Peninsula School didn't recognise it as a public holiday, but the Leicester household did. So I don't think I went to school very often on show day. So, yeah, got to see the likes of Bounty Hawk and Bone Crusher actually go to Caulfield and see them win. Tristark win an Underwood. So and then horses like Rancho Ruler winning a show day cup and Mannerism, fantastic memories. So, no, it was great when it was on the Thursday, but here we are on the Saturday and looking forward to it.
David Gately, good morning to you. Terrific meeting here at Caulfield. But, geez, I love the fighting words in a way from Joe Pride when we had a chat to him with the first word regarding Eduardo. So that pace will be on from the outset in the shorts there, which features the best sprinters in the land to do battle.
Does that, the mini Everest. Yeah. Terrific race, and that's what you want to see, isn't it? You want, I think from a punting perspective, you want everyone to know they're there to win, you know, because then the onus is on us to find the winner. And they're there, they're fitting well, they're not, you know, we're not saving up some ammunition for a grand final, we're there to win the race. So love hearing it. Let's see who wins.
Warren Huntley seeing them beautifully, and he joins us now. Warren, what are you expecting today with this Caulfield track? As Jason Kerr pointed out, I think once again it's the wind conditions that will play a major part.
Yeah, the surface will be perfect, Gareth, yep. I would think, and it's a factor of keeping an eye on that wind. The app from the Melbourne Racing Club's terrific in updating the telemetry function, they call it there, and showing you the wind direction, the gust and the average, and so you can keep an eye on that during the day. But I'm sure, you know, via Channel 7, Sky Channel and Racing.com, the participants are giving us an update right throughout the day. So, yeah, but I think it can be effective, particularly when it gusts up to you know, 40-odd kilometres north-northwest and in their face then as they turn into the home straight. And along the lines of what Dino was talking, the public holiday meeting, the old show day meeting, it was almost the unofficial start of the Vermont Footy Club players' trip at the end of the season. We were there when Ollie won his first Group 1, yep. And then the day after we'd head off somewhere for the weekend. So fond memories of it being the public holiday.
What do we do these days for our footy trip? Just get on the computer and have a Zoom party?
I think that's about it. Yeah, just dream about being able to have a picnic in the park.
And I was enjoying the coverage yesterday or last week on a Saturday afternoon for all the latest regarding how the track is playing. Listen to RSN 927 on a Saturday afternoon with Dean Lester, Brendan Delaney, and, of course, Johnny Henry. But let's welcome in Nicholas Quinn from the TAB. Quinny, great meeting. Interesting to see now that Om Thunderstruck's going to start. Has the money started to come for him after the scratching of Streets of Avalon?
Yeah, Om Thunderstruck, one of the many runners that punters are keen to have something on here. Om Thunderstruck, a $6 chance, the third elect at that quote. Probabil's been the best back, now a $4.60 market leader. Bo Ross a $5.50 and Behemoth a $7 chance, looking to create history today. But a terrific betting race, as per usual, the Sir Rupert Clark Stakes.
What's been the best backed?
The best backed in the
for the meeting, yep.
The best backed at Caulfield today is in the first leg of the quaddy. Punters looking to get the job done here with Anavisto, who's been as much as $2.50 into $2.20. Now a clear favourite on a day where most of the races are pretty open.
Von Gogh, the six, is a scratching out of the first for the benchmark 78. It's a strong benchmark 78 over the 1,200 metres. And Quinny, what's the market telling us here? Because I think we've got equal favourites now.
We do. $4 market leaders. Number two, the Gouch, and number four, Heller. And the Gouch has been the better backed. Open $5.50, one bet of 4,000 at that quote, and has firmed all the way down to that current $4 price. Pride of Jenny now a $5 chance. Cristani has been specced at the longer odds, $9 into $6.50. Ferretti an $8 chance. Dirty Thoughts $8.50. Just Folk best the rest there at $19. Really good betting race. The two favourites have been the two best backed, Heller and the Gouch, with the Gouch the punter's pick.
Ferretti will be ridden on pace as expected, according to Adrian Bott. The Gouch is in wonderful form. Dave Eustace gave him a good push this morning. And Heller, Dina, I think they were listening to you on Dean and Hamish yesterday, the Tasmanians, because she'll be ridden just off the pace today in this opening race, I found out.
Okay, she won't have to be far back. No. But with Ferretti and Dirty Thoughts kicking up and maybe Cristani out wider, I think it sets up pretty well for Heller. She's probably divided opinions a bit in this race. There's some that are strongly with her and strongly against. I'm very strongly with her. I think she's a really good mare, and only that one defeat, and she had issues in the Australasian Oaks, and I think she's a bit better than benchmark 78 grade, simple as that. And at 1,200, she can get away with this first up off the back of that good jump out at stall to beat Cristani. I think they've started riding him the right way, putting him forward, putting him into the race, and he finds and he runs well. Ferretti, likewise, will be on speed and will give a good sight. And the Gouch had time between runs and didn't have a trial leading in, so he's going to be fitter for that last run, and I think he's there with a chance. But I'm just thinking Heller might be, by the end of the spring, a fair bit better than 78 grade, and I think she can win first up, 4, 7, 3, and 2.
We might just hear quickly from Scotty Brunson.
She's in good order. Look, she had a soft trial last Tuesday at Stall. Really good. Had a good grass gallop yesterday morning at Ballarat. Could be happier with the way she's come through that.
Can she win on Saturday?
Yeah, she'll be very hard to beat.
So a good push there from Dino and Scotty Brunson regarding Heller in that first race. Skater, what are you doing here?
Yeah, well, look, I was a bit Switzerland-y. I wasn't strongly for her or against her Wednesday morning. What I sort of referenced back then was I just want to see a little bit of a market push or a push, confidence push from the stable. So I think I even texted you and said, had you spoken to Scotty? So just trying to get some sort of push. But that gives you a lot of confidence that she's there fitting well enough to run well. I mean, I think Dino's point's really valid, that if she's there close to a top of her game, she's got a bit on 78 grade, I think. So that's the reasoning behind it. Now all we need is the result. The Gouch took a good scalp in Pintoff here in May. It was an honest effort last time, gap between runs. He never runs poorly. Pride of Genie's a good little talent, and Dirty Thoughts, some hope she'll be on the speed. But with Heller on top, the 4 dangers to 11-10.
Warren, are you in the Heller camp, or are you taking her on?
I'm certainly not against her, Gareth. I'm tipping her. I don't think she's a good thing by any stretch of the imagination, but I think this is a great opportunity for Talia Hope on a Group 1 race day. The race should set up well for her with Ferretti riding the speed. Cristani could be there as well, Dirty Thoughts. Should get a nice run. I like the trial at Stall that's been referenced, the jump out there. I'm going to go with 4 ahead of 2, the Gouch, who'll be fitter. Any rain leading into the race would be an advantage for the Gouch. Look, 5, Just Folk. He'll probably be off that speed, but there does look reasonable speed. He's also jumped out nicely to come here on the fresh side. Gets down in the weights relatively with the claim. And 11, Pride of Genie. Haven't seen any recent work for her, and maybe she's better over a little bit further, but she's got the talent to be competitive in benchmark 78 grade at this trip. 4, 2, 5, 11.
So Dino with Heller, the 4 from the 7, 3, and 2. Gator also with the Tasmanian mare. 4, 2, 11, and 10. And Warren also with Heller. 4, 2, 5, and 11. The open sprinters do battle, quitting over the 1,100 metres, and scratchings are clear. And we've lost Quiddy. I think something's
happened. No, I'm here.
Oh, there you are, Quiddy. Take it away, mate.
Wisdom of Water's been popular in race number 2 on the program. Was $5.50 initially and has been backed all the way down to $4 to be the new market leader at that quote. Pandemic, a $4.40 second elect. Aetheri's been a little bit soft. Was favourite early doors at $3.60. Now out to $4.60, but starting to see some support after the drift. We've got He's a Bolter, a $5.50 chance. There's been money for William Thomas, $9.50 into $7.50. Has also been a firmer to run a place, $2.60 into $2.20. Ocean Beyond, $10. Prezzato, $14. And Chicago Cub, the $34 outsider. Terrific betting race, the second, with Wisdom of Water, the best back.
It's a good little race, as James Cummings pointed out this morning on the first word, but he gave his two chances, Pandemic and Aetheri Gator, excellent chances here.
Yeah, I think, well, I'm hoping he's right, because I've got him sort of 1-2, but look, I concede you can make a really good case for a stack of these. It is an even sort of contest. I think I kept coming back to Pandemic because he's a really good fresh horse, so that helps. Given he's fresh, he certainly trialled well enough. And I think his overall record, if he has even luck each time, would be a hell of a lot better than it is. And I think he'd be a lot shorter. So he'll need clear running. He'll get good speed, it looks like, and just clear air. And, he'll run a really big last 600 figure and hopefully be good enough to be in front at the end of the race. Theory resumes. She had a bit against her last pair, but I don't think she come up at all. Off her recent trial, she's back to her best, I think. If she is, she can win this. She's got four man Group 1 and Group 2 horses. She went like a rocket in the trial. Wisdom of Water, good return after finding trouble at a key stage. It was a deep race. The trifecta there all look Group 1, Group 2 horses as well. And Prezado's return was really good. Look, doesn't it there? 4-2-5-1.
Warren, what are you doing here in this competitive sprinting race?
Hard to put a pen through any of these, Gareth, but I'm siding with a theory. The trial at Gator reference I thought was just terrific. Her most recent barrier trial ran right through the line, should get a nice run from that draw. Just a matter of Damien Oliver being able to get the gaps when he needs it. I'm sure she'll run well, but as I said, really couldn't put a pen through many. William Thomas, an interesting runner. First run for Lindsay Smith. Norton bit off, a tongue tie on. Comes here on the fresh side. Also tucks in behind that speed. Four Pandemic, stablemate to my top selection. A Theory looks to have also trialled up well. He's got a bit of a get-back run-on pattern, but this race should set up for him, particularly from that draw, to get the momentum when he needs it. And Wisdom of Water's an interesting runner. I think he's taken a while to really learn his racing craft, but he seems to be racing a lot more tractably now, and he ran well without the best of luck last time behind a good horse in the Inferno. 2, 3, 4, 5.
I'm trying to get in contact with Lindsay Smith here, Dino, because I think William Thomas, is a few people asking on the text message, I think he's an interesting runner here, first up for this camp.
I'm hoping he is, Gareth. Had a chat with Lindsay yesterday.
Well, you can help us out there.
Oh, he said he's going along all right. He hasn't done a lot with him, but he's going along all right. Beautiful. And it's a suitable race. And he won this race 2 years ago and he ran third in it last year. So it's 1,100 at Caulfield. It really suits him. And long as he relaxes in the first half of the race, that's the key. If you get him relaxed, switched off, he can, you know, rip home. And I'm thinking he's got a very good chance. First start for the new stable. But I think Pandemic's the danger. Fresh horse, as Gator mentioned. And I think he's very well placed here. And Caulfield suits him. Giving chances, though, to A Theory. Lost her way last prep. But I think can certainly run a race here first up off the back of reasonable trials. And he's a bolter who's up in grade, but drops in weight and could just blend into the race here and maybe next best. But no, I'm giving a good chance to William Thomas at each way odds, 3, 4, 2, and 7.
Your speed map here, Dino?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, Gareth. I'm thinking that Ocean Beyond will probably want to use Barrier 1, but he was ridden fairly quietly in a recent jump out. Chicago Cubs got speed. Whether they push on with Wisdom of Water from out wide, probably have to. And then you've got the group of like A Theory, Pandemic, he's a bolter behind them. So it could be like two groups of three early, and Prasado is one that can really get running mid-race. So no, it's a bit of a tricky map.
And Les was listening to Harry Coffey on RSN Central's Country Racing Show the other day, and Harry gave a bit of a push for Ocean Beyond. Dino, what do you make of his chances?
I find him a really hard horse to assess, Gareth. He's a stakes winner, but it was a pretty low-grade stakes race, and hence he's only a 74 rater, so he's 6 kilos out of the handicap here. Which is an interesting challenge at just his fifth start, but he could have tackled weaker races, so they obviously think this is a suitable option for him.
The third race is the 1,000 Guineas Prelude here, Quinny, over the 1,400 metres, and scratchings are clear.
Drifting favourite here with the Toppy Heresy, who's been 230 out to 270. There's been money for a couple of runners. The best back, the second elect, Devout Hero, who's been $10 into 650. Scorched Earth has also been a firm at $10 into 8.50. Going down the rest of the field at the top of the market, Morioka a $7 chance out from 5.50. Extra Gear 8.50. Elusive Express 9.50. And money at odds for number 8, Ancient Girl, opened $34, one bet of 1,000 each way at that quote, and has firmed all the way down to $17. So a competitive betting race. The favourite a little bit soft at this stage, with the now second elect Devout Hero the best backed.
I guess the question with this favourite, Warren, is whether she'll get 1,400 metres.
It's a question for most of these getting there for the first time, Gareth. And with Scorched Earth in the race, who shows speed in shorter races, it should be run at least a reasonable tempo for this grade. I'm thinking that Heresy is one of the better fillies of her age group, if not the best one down here at the moment, although Devout Hero's coming through different form lines, hasn't been tested at this level yet, but well documented. The boys are a little bit better than the girls, and I thought he measured up well behind Bruckner and Artorias last start did Heresy. So I'm leaning her way, thinking that she can run the 1,400 metres out. No knock on her at this stage. Devout Hero didn't have the best of luck, ended up in an awkward spot slowly away but was strong to the line, taking on the Class 1 company last start. Her win at Geelong was good. I can understand the support for her. She's had the run at 1,400 metres. Morioka's still a maiden, but respecting the stable as much as anything else. Craig Williams riding for Chris Waller. And I thought when she got clear, she was strong to the line behind Ruby Tuesday last start in a race that was just probably not run at a tempo to suit. 5 Elusive Express, I thought, hit the line really well. First up, will be fitter. Yeldab, certainly a good benchmark for this, you know, for older seasoned horses in that grade. I'm with one, but yeah, some query the 1400 metres. 1735.
And where do you see this favourite in the run there, Warren?
I'm not sure, Gareth. I don't think Ollie will be hunting her forward, but as I said, Scorched Earth probably rolls forward. She's been leading races over shorter trips. And nearer the inside, Morioka, Ancient Girl and Extra Gear probably hold their spot. So yeah, maybe Ollie looks to cross Bonza Perla and get outside Devout Hero, having a very close contact or close relationship with one of the main dangers, knowing where Devout Hero is. So I'd see Ollie setting a little bit off the speed and hoping to get maybe, if he could lob one off behind the speed, that would be terrific. But it is a little bit of a challenge, 1,400 metres from that draw.
Dino, in these prelues, a few of these horses are stepping up to the 1,400 metres. Have you got a rule when you're analysing these horses, whether you think they will actually enjoy the extra trip?
Oh, no, it's an individual thing, Gareth. Yep. If they relax, if they look strong at the end of a gallop. Look, I think Heresy's the best filly in the race, and that's what you're betting on, whether she'll run a strong 1,400 metres. And I certainly wouldn't want to lose on the race if she won. But I think that Devout Hero, who ran well against older horses at 1,400, and you know, this is a Group 2 race, but in essence, it's a benchmark 77 at this stage. So some of these lightly raced horses are not outgraded at all. And I think Devout Hero's debut win was good. Her second run against the older horses was excellent. I think if she'd begun cleaner, she'd have been in a better spot. And if she does that today and lands first 5 or so, I think she'll be really hard to beat. But Heresy's the danger, because I do think she's one of the better fillies with the likes of Gimme Parr and co. She's just got to lengthen it out to 1,400. Morioka's a maiden, but there's plenty to like about her form in Sydney as well. She ran against the older fillies and mares last start and ran quite well and performed at stakes level as a two-year-old. So I think the breed of Morris are getting better with age, and she might be another one that can do that. And I'm looking for Elusive Express to be the one really running through the line. And I think Sam Friedman mentioned races like the Ethereal and the Wakeful maybe later on down the track. She looks perfect candidate for that. Even though her runs have been on wet ground, I've liked both of her performances next best. But I'm with her stablemate in Devout Hero, 7135.
How are you playing this race, Gator?
Look, I've lent to Heresy. Obviously, it was a terrific return. She was 4 wide. She rushed home behind a pretty good filly, I think, one that has matched motors with Ingratiating. And then, as reference, she sort of crossed the line with Artorias last time. This generation haven't really, apart from that good filly at the Valley, they haven't really measured up time-wise to the boys, but she's been able to match motors with a couple of good ones. So that's my reasoning. Morioka was a solid return against the older horses. Chased the Socialist, second up last prep with a gap to third. I like that form for this class of race. And Devour Hero beat Bonza Perla, debut subsequent winner, key rival here. Now, she was slow out of Lakeside. She ran on well behind one who actually ran really well to Heresy a few months ago. So you can tie the form in there. And Scorched Earth will give you a sight. 1, 3, 7, and 2.
All right, then. So Dino's numbers in at the third, 7, 1, 3, and 5. Gator likes the 1 from the 3, 7, and 2. And Warren Huntley also with the 1 over the 7, 3, and 5. The Caulfield Guineas Prelude is race number 4. You can scratch the 5, Kate Brenton. So the 5 is out. And Quinny, this is an open market here.
It certainly is, Gareth. It's Lightsaber, who was scratched from a race last week, the best backed runner to get the job done here. $6.50 into $5, the second elect now at that quote. Your favourite, Alpine Edge, has been rock solid at the top of the market, a $4.40 market leader. Brigantine 6, then we've got River Plate $6.50 into $6. Athelric, a $7.50 chance. Military Expert, $7.50. And at longer odds, there's been a little bit of money there for the rank outside of the field at 200-1. Give me a buzz. One punter, Hakeem, there with 100 each way at that quote. Good luck to them. But overall, as you said, multiple chances, a very competitive betting race, but Lightsaber, the second elect, the early firmer.
It was interesting to hear James Cummings this morning, Dino, with Athelric saying that it was basically Damien Oliver that twisted his arm to go towards this path towards a Caulfield Guineas.
Yes, and at least the Guineas Prelude. I think James said that they might be changing direction after today, but go to the 1400 and see what happens. And I think he's one of the chances, but I'm sort of leaning to Military Expert here. I think the horse is going very well for Annabelle Neesham. The maiden win was as expected at odds on, and then last start rode the speed and battled on bravely, and that's what he'll do here. He'll ride the speed, and he might be good enough to... I don't know if he'll lead Lightsaber, but he might be able to use Lightsaber, and I think they can dominate the race. So I'm going Military Expert to beat Lightsaber, who I think 1,400 metres ridden strongly to roll forward and make his own luck. Brigantine, his performance last start was good, again, against older horses, and before that... He pulled up lame, so he's won two of three this time in. His one miss was when he pulled up sore, so I'm respecting him. And Alpine Edge, going to get a cheap run from the draw now out to 1,400, but certainly does have the best form lines in the race through the likes of Shakiro and co, has to be regarded. But I'm hoping that numbers 6 and 2 find the top and take a fair bit of running down. 6, 2, 3 and 1.
All right then, Gator, what are you doing here for the Caulfield Guineas Prelude?
Look, I had a bit of trouble with the race. With limited time, it was still a struggle to try and sort of work them out. I don't think there's a standout amongst them. I think they're good, but I don't think there's any the eyeing off the Cox Plate just yet. And for that reason, I think the up-and-comer might be Timpson, who was backed heavily on debut off a really neat jump out and actually looked hopeless coming to the turn before producing an outstanding finale, really. Clear, fastest last 600-200 of the day, and in a fast run race. So it was the best horse at that meeting by a long way, in my very humble. The third horse had actually run okay to Zapatea at Mini Valley last month. So I don't think he's out of the race. Jumps to 1,400, I think that'll be okay. Very pleased, Wednesday to see him go up those $17 odds. So anyway, tipping. Lightsaber, given little hope first up, and just didn't quicken in the McNeil, but loved his last 100 metres there. 1,400 on speed rolling, positive ride, looked a big kick. Military Expert had one pestering him in the lead in that Ming Dynasty, and they went quick. He shook him off and beat all bar one as Coast Watch with a gap to third. I think the run was terrific. And Alpine Edge, he gave 6 kilos to a pretty handy filly who ran well in Group 2 subsequently and was far too good, and then covered a stack of ground last time. I think he's the other key winning hope with Alferic. So, look... Tough race, looks for value. 8-2-6-1.
Yeah, it's another really interesting race on this card, Warren, where opinions are divided a little bit as well, which I think what makes this meeting so exciting.
Yeah, you could just about say that about every race here, that there's going to be a number of horses that you're either strongly with or you're keen to oppose. I think what's a given is that Lightsaber's going to be suited getting to the 1,400 metres here. What we saw from him in his first racing prep, he looks to have come back well. Peter Moody and Luke Nolan on the speed, 1,400 metres at Caulfield. We've seen a bit of that, and I think Lightsaber will be hard to get past. Alpine Edge will be doing the chasing. Where he gets to for that inside draw, probably a little bit off speed and might need a little bit of luck to get through, but he'll be strong late. As will 8 Timpson, Gator's mounted the case there with some terrific late sectionals relative to the day there. He just kept getting stronger, and Military Expert comes through some stakes racing in New South Wales, and I thought he stuck on well last start, and they ran reasonable time there. He maintains a strong gallop, and that gallop will probably be set by Lightsaber. 2-1-8-6.
So Dino's with the 6 from the 2, 3 and 2. Gator's with Timpson, the 8, the galloper from Warrnambool over the 2, 6 and 1. And Lightsaber, the tip there from Warren Huntley, 2-1-8-6. We'll take a quick break here on RSN Saturday Race Day's Melbourne Form Panel. We'll come back.
opinion and selections for today's Melbourne racing. RSN 927's Saturday Panel.
It's 8.32, you're with Gareth Aldean, Lester, Warren Huntley, David Gately and Nicholas Quinn as we preview the Sir Rupert Clark Stakes meeting there at Caulfield this afternoon. And in race number 5, which is the Pinch of Poo Plate over the 1,000 metres, you can scratch the 2, Quinny Starry Legend and also the Tenashima.
And Starry Legend was very prominent in the market, so unfortunately deductions now come into play. The reposted market has General Beau and Ranveer heading the market at 3.30 and 4.20 respectively. Those two gallopers clearly the two best backed runners here. Fake Love a $6 chance, Forbes 7, Direct 7.50, Island Edition 9, Money at Longer Odds for number 8, See You in Spring, who's been as much as 15 into 13, and Slide as a $41 outsider. But the lion's share of support has been with the top two in the betting, General Beau and Ranveer.
We had a couple of good pushes for this race on the first word. Simon Zara really happy with General Beau, especially dropping back to the 1,000. And David Eustace made Fake Love the best for the stable there, and you can get around $6 for her first up, Gator.
Yeah, well, her trial was terrific. I mean, she sort of touched up Crystal Bound in the jump out, and obviously she won quite well last week, Crystal Bound. So she's in the game for sure. I just have to default to the boys because, they keep beating the girls. Ranveer chased a smart one on debut in fast time before a solid win on heavy ground. Now, he jumped out really well also. He beat some pretty good older sprinters too. He touched them up. Forbes resumes, blew the start in the latest trial, which is not ideal. Gee, went well, though. I think he's a really good talent. I think he's a bit of an idiot still, though, which is a problem. Probably on the way to protest or something. General Beau, obviously in the game, back to 1,000. And Fake Love. So we'll go 3.5.1.7 there.
All right, then, Warren, what are you doing here in race number 5? Some nice horses resuming.
Yeah, I'm with Ranveer also, Gareth. He's a real talent of his eye-catching run behind a very smart horse in Profiteer on debut. And I don't know if we saw the best of him last start when he won, but he was able to win. And I think this race sets up for him to tuck in a little bit behind real on-speed fast horses, See You in Spring, even General Bay back to 1,000 metres is probably going to be rolling forward. I think Ranveer's a horse with genuine upside and can go on to some better races. 3 for me. He had a 1 General Beau with that building fitness. He's a big, strong boy. Back to the 1,000 metres, perhaps some query, but he's versatile. He can make his own luck somewhere near the speed. Fake Love run well. Recent jump out a few weeks ago was good. She got the blinkers off here first up. And Forbes, yeah, he's enigmatic. He's talented, but being problematic getting in the barriers and then being problematic leaving them once you get into them means he's not a great betting proposition. 3.1.7.5.
Sam Freeman was mentioning today, Dino, on the first word, we just need some help from Jai. When Forbes gets into the barriers, if he's comfortable, he just needs to put his hand up. And if he does put his hand up, we should back him. Basically.
Yes, it'll be a last minute thing because he can miss the start 10 lengths as he did the other day. But he was around at the start very early for those trials so that he loaded. So I think he was in there like 8 or 10 minutes. So he might have nearly fallen asleep at the trials. But he's still been trialled very well. He goes in the tips. But I thought this was a tricky race with different form lines. I'm defaulting to General Beau because I really trust him at 1,000 metres. He can run it strongly. He can be ridden aggressively. He's run well. Both of his runs this time in, the stable admitted, pre-race, he was underdone first up. And then the 1,200 just sees him out second up. So back to the 1,000, 3 weeks to freshen up. I'm with him. Ranveer can win. He's a promising horse. The Profiteer run was good. The win in the winter was sound. Forbes, if he gets anywhere near right out of the gates and in the run, if he gets it right, he can win. And I think Direct's an underrated horse. Went back to the maiden last start, got that out of the way finally, but he's well up to this grade and he'll run well. 1, 3, 5, and 4.
So Dino with the 1 General Beau, 1, 3, 5, and 4. Gator with Ranveer, the 3 from the 5, 1, and 7. And Warren also with the 3 over the 1, 7, and 5. Ray 6 kicks off the ladder quaddy there at Caulfield for the mares over the 1,400 metres. And the 8 Need New Friends and the 12 Still Diamond Quinny are the scratchings.
And we spoke at the top of the show about Ana Visto being extremely popular through the course of the week. That trend has continued already on race day, albeit pushed out ever so slightly from 220 to 225 since we did the update at the start of the show. A dominant favourite here holds about 80% of the money on race number 6, the first leg of the quaddie. And if you're looking for a well-backed runner today at Caulfield, you would identify Ana Visto as that galloper. Aidensfield now a 6.50 second elect. Ecumenical now on the next line of betting at 8, out from 6.50. Snickerdoodle Dandy an $8.50 chance. Galgani has been specced, 13 into 9, currently the second biggest liability for the tab on the race. Good and Proper 10, Lunacorn 21, Don't Tell the Boss 26, Miss In Between 41 into 31. But overall, it's all about Anna Visto. If you want to get the favourite beaten, there's been a bit of support for Aidensfield and Galgani.
All right, and Quinny, we had Simon Zara say that Good and Proper was the stable's best of the day at $10. And Sam Friedman said he expects an improved performance by Lunacorn. You can get around $21 for her. But Warren Michael Kent Jr. was over the moon with his favourite, Anna Visto, heading into today's race.
Yeah, she's going to be very hard to beat, Gareth. She's started pretty much favourite in the majority of her races, and she was well in the market last start behind Turath, and she was first up there. No doubt some improvement to come. We know that form's held up well with Turath winning that the Letzel Open, and it was a solidly run race too, so it was a good test. I think with maybe Galgani rolling forward, there might be a spot somewhere on speed, maybe outside lead for Anna Visto. Challenge can be she can get a bit keen, and maybe she's not the cleanest beginner, but Johnny Allen's had that right on her last start. She ran well, and I think she's the favourite of the day that I'm happy to align myself with here. Anna Visto, 3, ahead of 7. Snickerdoodle Dandy, who was good to the line, almost in a little bit of restricted room. Good race behind probably a last start, so a drop in grade here. 5, Ecumenical, comes across from South Australia in form, back with a win. She's got a good record overall, and she's definitely up to this class. She's got a slightly awkward barrier draw, and I agree with Simon Zara about Good and Proper. She was good coming through the same form line as Anna Visto last start. She'll be improved with that. Slight query was she might be looking for 1,600 metres. Keen on 3, ahead of 7, 5 and 6.
What's your speed map here, Dino, and then your tips, please?
Gareth, I think that the speed probably comes from Galgani from Barrier 3 with the lightweight. She'll use that, but that's where Anna Visto can probably land straight outside her if she begins cleanly. Good and Proper, I think, will use Barrier 1. Aidensfield wouldn't be that far away from Barrier 4. So I think the inside draws certainly look as though they're well-placed. Whether there's pressure from out wide from maybe one like Miss In Between going up in trip might be a little bit of a key. But, gee, I think it sets up really well for Anna Visto. And, you know, the form's right. I think second up, 1,400, everything's right. She went very well for Johnny Allen the other day. I think she can win. I think Miss In Between's the good roughie. I liked her first up. Didn't have a lot go right the way that race was run, but she went okay. 1,400 second up, she can run a race. Ecumenical's a very talented mare. We saw her last spring run well through the 1,000 Guineas series without much luck at all, and she won first up. She can be competitive, and I've put in 11 Aidensfield, who might be better on softer ground but gets a cheap run here and I think might be next best. But I'm expecting the on-paces to really dominate this race, and I like Anna Visto. 3, 10, 5 and 11.
And from the game plan on Thursday, Gator, you're really keen on Anna Visto.
Yeah, well, nothing's changed. I mean, she's been off the map since then. Now, that was the exact opposite of what happened first up. She was quite a decent betting drifter, wasn't she? Which turned out to be accurate. I mean, she ran really well, but Turath had a much tougher run than her. Was driven mad in the lead, yet still beat her. Then goes on to sit three wide and win a Let's Alive. So I think it's the right form. I think she's clearly the one to beat. I think she'll go up and sit second and control things and go on to score. Snickerdoodle Dandy ran eighth of nine fresh, but I loved her last 100. She's only 3.8 lengths off Probabil on the wire. All her second up form is good. Ecumenical tried well before a really good return against the older males in Adelaide. She won a handy race when she was second up last prep. She wants 1,400 now, at least. She's a bit underrated. And Galgani leads with no weight. Deep into the prep, so I'm not sure she can hold her Anna Visto, but with no weight, she's going to run well, I think. 3, clearly, 7, 5, 13.
Dean Leston, race 6, 3, 10, 5 and 11. David Gately, 3, 7, 5 and 13. And Warren Huntley, 3, 7, 5 and 6. Race number 7 is the Foundation Cup. You win this race, you get into the Caulfield Cup. You can scratch the horses down the bottom there. The 17, 18 and 19, Quinny.
Nonconformist, the best backed runner here, Gareth. 5.50 into 4.20. Now the new favourite at that quote. Charlie Rose now a $6 second elect. Angel of Truth, $9 into 7, back out slightly to 8. Delphi, 8.50. A Maid's been popular, 16 into 10. Grand Promenade 10, No Effort 16 into 14, Realm of Flowers 15, Shepharda 19, Future Score 21, Knight's Order 26, and Vow and Declare a $41 chance. As you'd expect in a race like this, a few runners have been back throughout the course of the week. Nonconformist the best back, but good each way support for Charlie Rose, Angel of Truth, and a maid.
Let's hear from Charlie Rose's trainer, Simon Wild.
Yeah, funnily enough, I don't think she's ever run over 2,000 metres, but I think, you know, obviously that little bit of a step up in trip is perfect. Second up, you know, I think she's got the benefit of that run under her belt. She's got a good barrier. I'm really happy with her. She's, you know, she's a lot bigger and stronger this time, and she's coping with the work a lot better as well. You know, she's eating really well, and so I'm really pleased with the horse. And yeah, I think if she gets a good run, I think she can definitely win the race.
Do you give the Warrnambool mare a good chance here, Dino?
I do, Gareth. I think from the draw, she's going to get a lovely run as she did first up, and just be a bit more pressure here, so it'll be more of a staying contest, and she's right in the race. I think it's a really open race, but I wouldn't be surprised if we saw some, I don't know if they're Caulfield Cup contenders, but I think a few of the Melbourne Cup contenders are going around in this race. And one of mine that I've got well and truly on the radar is a good lightweight cups chance is Ahmad, number six. And we only saw him twice in the autumn after he'd had 2 years off. And he was very good in the Easter Cup, which you'd think would line up favourably to a race like this. And then he won at Flemington over a bit further. But he's trialled up nicely. He's going to get a beautiful run from the draw, and I just think he's a real talent. He's won 9 of 15. Stayers don't usually have that good a strike rate, and here he is with that sort of record. So, second preparation in Australia, I'm going to go with him to beat Delphi, who I thought ran very nicely first up. Another one with a terrific strike rate, having won 4 of 7, and a horse that races on the speed and makes his own luck. 11 nonconformist. This is the day for him to try and get himself into the Caulfield Cup. Probably no excuses. He goes from weight for age back to handicaps. Good draw, makes his own luck. He's a Kunji handicap winner at the track and distance. He's a winning chance. And Charlie Rose, as I mentioned, I think he's got a great chance. But quality-wise, Angel of Truth and even Chapada go in. It's a terrific race, a deep race, but I'm leaning to Ahmad, 6, 4, 11 and 15.
How have you assessed this contest, Gator?
Well, I think it's either non-conformist or it's really wide race. I mean, he just looks really obvious to me. Comes back from weight for age. He didn't have a peaceful run. Had no luck first up, zoomed at the line. Sits wide in the fence. I know the fence was off, but it's not really a weight for age horse yet. Nor was that a weight for age race, by the way. But he ran really well in it. And gets to the right weight condition from a perfect draw, gets to 2,000 metres. He just stood out. He jumped off the page at me. So he, like a few earlier, he just has to go and win now. Ahmad, I'm surprised the odds he went up at 20-1. He ran well in the Easter Cup first up last time. His trial was terrific. His four-man Hangman's easy to like. Hangman ran well behind Zaki subsequently. Angel of Truth is Angel of Truth. And Charlie Rose is so ready to win, if not one more. Delphi Grand Promenade, plenty of hope, but I think it's 11, or it's really wide, 6 to 15 dangers.
It's an interesting race. There's plenty on the line here, Warren.
There is, and nothing more so than that guaranteed spot in the Caulfield Cup. But I loved what I saw from Charlie Rose first up. But wasn't a high-pressure race, so you know, she's not going to be hard and seasoned for 2,000 metres, but she should get a lovely run again, and she's got that acceleration and strength, and she's got a great second-up record, Craig Williams, from a good draw down in the weights. I'm with 15 ahead of 11, conformist, who drops back in grade. The rising distance suits. He's got a great winning hope. Like the other boys, I'm impressed with what I've seen from Ahmad on race day, and I loved his recent trial, ridden through the line. He's got a good grounding, I think, to get out to this trip first up. And for Delphi, coming through the same form line as Charlie Rose, ran well, will be fitter, gets the pre-race earmuffs on and maps for a good run just on speed, probably in close proximity to Charlie Rose. 15-11, 6-4.
We might see or hear what Philip Stokes had to say about the chances of Ahmad.
He's trialled up good, his work's been good. Well, we haven't, obviously haven't got him screwed down for first up, right up. He's going to improve on Saturday's run, but I think he'll be definitely a top four chance.
So the tips from the team there in the Foundation Cup, Dino's with the 6, Ahmad over the 4, 11 and 15. Gaiters with the 11 non-conformists from the 6, 2 and 15. And Charlie Rose, a tip from Warren Huntley, 15, 11, 6 and 4. We'll take a quick break, then we'll come back and have a look at the feature race, the Group 1 Sir Rupert Clark Stakes.
Team up with the professionals and cover your falls from 24 hours of age with HQ Insurance. No excess on life-saving surgery claims, agreed value, fall rate guarantee and the optional extended fall policy until the 2023 yearling sales. Be sure, insure with HQ.
Woodside Park Stud standing three outstanding value stallions in 2021. Fox Wedge, already with 22 stakes winners and five Group 1 winners, the perfect Vobis stallion at 10 grand. Rich Enough, Britain Tycoon's highest time form rated son, already with multiple stakes winners at 8 grand. Toes and Stardom, a $3 million yearling, unbeaten two-year-old stakes winner and dominant Toorak and McKinnon winner at 7 grand.
Toes and Stardom dropped from the sky and won the Emirates.
Call Mark Dottermaid at Woodside Park Stud.
To create a high-performance machine, equal parts art and automobile. That was the brief. Lauded and awarded like any masterpiece. There's always critics. But with 15 premium Harman Kardon speakers and the new bimodal exhaust, it's kind of hard to hear them. The new Kia Stinger.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Action and fun with Hancock's Racing Number 10 Limited. Own and race seven horses for 3 years, $1,450, no more to pay. All by top 20 size in leading stables in five states. For PDS, call 03-5274-9171. Website hancocks.com.au.
He's off. The crowd favourite in the red pants and questionable tartan blazer has flown out of the gates. He's got too many beers in him early, which rules out driving home. Swinging into the straight now, and he's weighing up his options, eyeing his car keys, and things might get away from him here. On the way to the car park, and it's not looking good. Wait, he's put the keys away. Yes, he's taken the shuttle bus. He's home.
A real win this racing season is making the right decision to not drink and drive. If we all get home safely, everyone wins. TAC.
Opinion and selections for today's Melbourne racing. RSN 927's Saturday panel.
It's time to preview the feature, the Ned Sir Rupert Clark Stakes over the 1400 metres at Group 1 level, and you can scratch Quinny the Three Streets of Avalon.
And Probabil continues to firm here. Now, the new favourite at $4.60 had been lurking on the second line of betting throughout the course of the week, but now the market leader from Bo Rossa, who's eased from $4.40 out to $6. I'm Thunderstruck has been a firmer since the scratching, subsequently gaining a start, $8 into $5.50 back out to $6. Behemoth 7, Sierra Sue 12, Amish Boy 14, Buffalo River's been very soft in the market, $12 initially out to 19, Dice Roll 19, Poland 26 into 21, Groundswell 26, Azar 34, as is Romancer, and there's been a little bit of support for Regards Marie, a $34 chance. Terrific betting race, terrific race, and Probabil the best backed.
Let's hear from Probabil's trainer, Jamie Richards.
She has a big strong mare that's carried weight before. So, it's really up to her to get out of the barriers cleanly and be able to take up a position. Hopefully she can lob in the first six without having to do too much work and get a little bit of luck in, you know, early in the run home from the 600 onwards. But she's as good as we can have her. And Ashley Henley, who's looking after and has done for the last couple of years, is very happy with her.
How does this race pan out, Dino? I think the early part's a fascinating part of the race.
Always is in this race, Gareth. Yeah. And the interesting thing is, the big guns on form have all drawn in. Then you've got the likes of Buffalo River, Groundswell. Does Poland with the blinkers on again take a chance from out wide with a lightweight? Does Azar from out wide with a lightweight take a chance and roll forward? So, it'll be busy as it is every year, this race. Look, I've selected Probabil. Brett Prebble's, I think the key element to him from barrier two is not to get pushed down to the rail early. So I think he'd be trying to use Bo Rossa to his inside to have him advantage there. And if he does, then I think he's in the right spot to strike and be hard to beat. I think the one that's going to be able to watch it all unfold with the main chances just drawn to their outside is Dice Roll. And I think with 52 on his back, off a good trial on Monday where he really was ridden through the line and beyond the line to have a good hit out. I think what we've seen of him in Australia is that he's a really dynamic 1,400-metre horse, but at a mile where they stop and start a bit, he's not as effective. So this is going to really suit him. I think he's got a great chance. Behemoth, no knock on him, won the race last year, won two Memsey Stakes, 1,400 at Caulfield. Certainly suits him. Probably will beat him in the Futurity in the autumn. So they line up, obviously, again. And Bo Rossa, who's the one that's weighted a little bit better than the Memsey Stakes, but from Barrier 1, he's just going to need the luck at the absolute right time. And if he gets it, he can certainly win. But terrific race. Groundswell goes in Macquarie, and I'm thunderstruck now that he's going to start. It's going to be a big task for him to win, but his recent trial was outstanding. 2, 14, 1, and 5.
What about the speed in the race, Dino? Will it be a truly run Sir Rupert Clark Stakes, especially if Groundswell finds the top?
Oh, yeah, Groundswell or Buffalo River or Poland. Yeah, no, there'll be plenty. And they've got lightweights, Gareth, so their best chance is to use the lightweights and try and make the heavier weights carry their weight.
And Gator, I think you're pretty happy that I'm Thunderstruck's going to start here.
Yeah, look, I think he can win the race. I think he's well and truly good enough. It's just going to come down to how this track's playing, isn't it? I'm expecting by this race that, you know, if they are chopping up, chopping or edging off the inside section, it might be the right place to be. Whereas, you know, the other end of that spectrum is Bo Rossa, which, you know, he's much more obvious. You know, because he arguably should have won a weight for age race last time, and now he doesn't get the penalty, and he meets Bohemia 3.5 kilos better for arguably, you know, should have beat him home. So they're the two I want to back, and I'll do that. Regards Marie, I think it's the best rough. He's just ridden too warm last couple for mine. She's got to be ridden a bit colder. He does. Drops to 52. That ties in Buffalo River, given Buffalo River was pipped by Regards Marie when first up last time in. Bohemia and Probabile are must. History says it is a bit challenging for those at the top of the weight. I know Behemoth won it last year with 60, but this year is a different scenario because, you know, the key rivals he's beating have a relative weight advantage. So it's a bit of a different sort of setup, but I could mention another 6. What a fantastic race. For me, it's 17, 5, 15 and 1.
How have you sorted out this Group 1 today, Warren?
It's a terrific handicap race, isn't it? Yeah. I'm leaning to Bo Rossa. Inside draw could be problematic, but with the likes of Bo Rossa and Groundswell in the race, I think the field will spread out to some extent, and Linda Meach will be very conscious of that. So I'm thinking that that's not really going to be an issue. Certainly hoping it's not. Tongue Tie goes on. Arguably could have won at Weight for Age last starter. I'm with Bo Rossa, handicapped well. Head of 2, Probabile. She's got to carry the weight. She's probably not that well treated from that perspective, but she's just such a class horse, and she's a proven Group 1 performer. I'm Thunderstruck getting in the field. That hit out that Dino referenced to Chasing Profiteer just was terrific, the way he moved through the line there. And 14 Dice Roll, loved his trial on Monday. Down in the weights, he'll be very strong late, and the good tempo up front should suit. 5-2, 17-14.
Be a great story if Linda Meads can kick home Bo Rossa, Warren.
Absolutely. And look, she's no stranger to Group 1 races. At least she realises now that she won't embarrass herself. She doesn't have to go to Warwick Nabil. It was just a great post-race interview with Linda when she did win at Caulfield recently on He's a Bolter. And there, great to see her back at the races. She's such a great ambassador and asset to racing in general.
2, 14, 1, and 5 for Dino. Gator with a 17. I'm Thunderstruck and the Sir Rupert Clark over the 5, 15, and 1. And Warren Huntley with the 5, Bo Rossa, to defeat the 2, 17, and 14. Quinny, let's have a look at the final event. This is over the 1,200 metres. And it's a competitive race. And the scratching's there. Miss Albania, the 8, comes out.
And we've got Bella Nipotina, a market leader here at 4.20 in from $4.60. Heads the betting from La Mexicana, a $6 second elect. Guy 7.50. Enchantling 9 as his night raid. Chassis 14. Shake at 15. Smoke and Val 21 into 15. Monham 16. Bell CL 18 out from 16. And Bonds Abroad best the rest there at $23. A very competitive betting race, a theme of the day, which has been the case. The best backed here in the lucky last, Bella Nipotina. Also each way money around for Enchanting Lee.
Have a good day, Quinny. Do you like anything today?
Very Elegance anchored through about 7 or 8 multis of mine, so give her strength, please, Gareth.
All right, mate. Good luck. Thanks for your time, as always.
Thank you, Gareth.
Gator, you'd be happy to know that Shake's racing in Melbourne.
Oh, right. OK, good one. I'm going to tip Bella Nipotina, who had a gap between runs into the strong win here, gap third. Race rated better than away game on the day for mine. Luckless last time, should have won. Express passes on the heels of away game and co. Subsequently, La Mexicana covered ground fresh into that headwind. Good effort. Gave her all last time. She was on the heels of away game herself, so she obviously has a case. Enchantingly looked terrific. Winning South Australia last time was some win. Did get an easy lead, but a big last 600 figure. And Chassis and Night Raid certainly in the game. 3, 4, 13 and 6.
Warren, what are you doing in the last race? It's a beauty to end the program.
Terrific race right throughout the day. It's been the case, Gareth. Look, Bella Nipotina from that draw, you wouldn't think she's going to have the traffic issues that she had at the Valley last start. And she's been a good horse right throughout her career, but I think she's going as well, if not better. Her preparation with the Maren Eustace stable, she's had time to mature. I'm with her. 3, head of 6, Chassis, who comes through the Probabil form line. She's in career best form also. 9, Geist, was a really tough win in Sydney last start, and King of Sparta is certainly better than the benchmark 78 grade that race was. And for me, I'm putting 2 Carmelass in. Jamie Richards outlined to you that she wasn't right in Sydney last start. She's Group 1 winner. It was a New Zealand Group 1, so that probably lines up fairly well here. And she was ridden with some real intent in a jump out recently to be ready to race here. 3, 6, 9, 2.
Are you with Bella Nipotina as well, Dina? Where do you expect her to be in the run from that gate?
Yeah, I think she'll be prominent, Gareth, and she's got a great chance. She was unlucky last start, and she's got 3 horses that have got speed drawn directly inside her, but I think she could roll forward if she so desires. She's going very strongly for the Maren Eustace stable. I've tipped Geist. It'll need all of Damien Oliver's wisdom to get through the pack, but she's going well, and I think she's got a good hope. But Bella Nipotina can win. I think Chassis, got to take it on face value. That was a career best run last start. Caulfield is her best track. What she's doing now that she never used to do, she's relaxing well in her races, so it's giving her more to finish off with, and that's what she showed last start. And La Mexicana, I think she'd have preferred maybe a little bit more rain, but she's there with a chance. But another open race to finish. 9, 3, 6 and 4.
And Gators with the 3, 4, 13 and 6 there in the last. And Warren Huntley likes the 3 from the 6, 9 and 2. Dana, your best bets in a quaddie, please. And then Leanne's multi, if that's okay.
Certainly, Gareth. My best on a very tough day is Anna Visto. My best value is William Thomas. So race 6, number 3. Race 2, number 3. The quaddie is certainly a flexi day. First leg, 3, 5 and 10. Second leg, numbers 2, 4, 6, 7, 11 and 15. The third leg, numbers 1, 2, 5, 8, 14 and 17. And then the final leg, numbers 3, 4, 6, 7, 9 and 14. So a lot of numbers, but that's the sort of day it is, Gareth. And Leanne's multi, I've got to go to, I think they're all the place today, and they are race 1, Heller, race Military Expert in race 4, and Masked Crusader in the shorts. So that they're all the place. Comes to $5.37.
Enjoy your day, Dino.
Terrific. Thanks, Gareth.
There's Dean Lester. David Gately, your best bets, please, in a quaddie at Caulfield.
Anna Visto is my best bet of the day. Race 6, number 3. Quaddie-wise, 3, 7, 5 and 13. That first leg. Foundation Cup, 11, 6, 2, 15, 4 and 12. The River Clark, we're going 17, 5, 15, 1, 2, 6. And coming home with 3, 4 and 13.
3, 4 and 13, and lastly, we'll catch you shortly with the Sydney preview with Lizzie Jelson, Tommy Berry Gator. Looking forward to that.
Third wheel, no worries.
And Warren Huntley, your best bets, please, in a quaddie.
Yeah, we'll sink or swim together today with the best bet, Gareth. Race 6, number 3, Anna Visto. On a tough day, I thought she was the clear standout. Quaddie first leg for me, 3, 5 and 7. Second leg, 4, 6, 11 and 15. 1, 2, 5, 14 and 17 in the third leg. 2, 3, 6, 9 and 14 home.
2, 3, 6, 9 and 14 on the way home. We'll catch you tomorrow morning for Correct Weight, mate, from 8 o'clock.
Thanks, Gareth.
And the Punters Club, God bless, it's my turn. Athalric is my play, 50 each way in race number 4.